Blog Talk Radio.
So right when I'm ending
Say for India, Dollhouse Radio will be going on the air. So I want to shout out my friends, on and offline friends. Just thank you so much for your love and your support. And remember, Prince. Here's Prince and the Third Eye Girl. But remember, tonight, new girl, Prince. I can't wait.
strong when I end. Got shot, no pen. I ain't even got prayer. I fear with rejection. I never feel for my sin. My friend is strong when it ends. We play with again. We play like a parent at home. Us two get lost in the day. It's a cost me a limb. It's a cost to win. I lose that. Then shit, we're here. Gotta be a dream. I've been as a lean nigga grew back. And how long has it been? Get out that face. Every time I play, space. I'm back up. No matter of fact, play. It's about time I wait.
I keep in touch, off air anyway. I hope that he releases that new music, like, right now for Valentine's Day. I love his music so much, but that was he and his friend, Chase Irvin, will flow like wine. Please excuse me. My apologies for technical difficulties happening. I call myself doing all sound checking and all of that. I've even been sound checking and doing test shows and practicing on my Springer profile because, you know, I produce broadcasts on my Springer, Springer.com because of Shock Entertainment Presents. But I had not presented in a while. So I have my new iPhone 5S. I was testing out the Springer amp also. Wow. But right now I'm going to go ahead and share this recipe. I hope the reception and the sound is just fine coming from my BlackBerry and my landline pooped right at the beginning. That was a technical problem. But the shrimp batter is, be sure to get your bowl, get 2 cups of flour, 2 leveled, you know, even, smooth, leveled tablespoons of baking powder. You know, put it in the, make sure it's even and smooth out. A dash of salt. Some of you might call it a sprinkle, but a dash. 1/4 tablespoon of sugar. 1/4 a heap, some of you might call it. Mix all mentioned ingredients that I just mentioned together in the bowl. And then you add 3/4 cup of milk. It's real quick and simple and easy. Be sure to have your oil in your deep fryer or in your skillet hot, okay? Mix, again, mix all the mentioned ingredients together in the bowl. Add 3/4 cup of milk. Add 2 eggs and beat with a mixer until it's smooth, you know, really smooth. The batter is really smooth. And I told my mom, I said, everybody, you know, for some reason, I know even if you, people of all backgrounds, everybody do not have mixers. I know. Sometimes I like the old-fashioned stir, but stir really good if you don't have a mixer on hand. But go ahead and beat with a mixer until it's very smooth. And make sure your deep fryer, your skillet, your oil is heat. And just dip your shrimp, or if you're using chicken nuggets or, you know, breast, you know, pieces of breast. Do the same thing with the shrimp with chicken breast also. So you go ahead and dip the shrimp into the batter. And one at a time, put the shrimp inside the heated oil. And don't put too many because they'll stick together, you know. But you know just what's the right amount for yourself using your judgment. And take them out, and they're just yummy, yummy, yummy. It's hard for me to keep them, you know, on the dish that I need to put it on because I'm always tempted to put it right in my mouth instead of on the dish. From the deep fryer to the dish, but so delicious, so yummy. You won't regret it. Your friends, your family, they're gonna say wow. And be sure to let me know, let Mom and I know how you like it, okay? Because it's really, really cool, really yummy. Again, make this shrimp batter. Get a bowl. Get 2 cups of flour. 2 level tablespoons of baking powder. And you know, if you need to think of something quick. Also, if you're having like a few people over, or if you're having a lot of people over, you need to get a lot of shrimp and you got a lot to do. But the amount that I'm sharing with you is good for a small, you know, gathering or whatever. But you can, you know how many people you expect. But again, 2 cups of flour, 2 level tablespoons of baking powder, dash of salt or sprinkle, 1/4 or heap tablespoon of sugar. Mix all mentioned ingredients together in a bowl. And then you add 3/4 cup of milk. Add 2 eggs. Beat with mixer until smooth. In a heated deep fryer or skillet, dip your shrimp, your fish, your chicken in the batter. We're doing shrimp today. And then put it in the deep fryer skillet, and it's going to come out yummy, yummy, yummy. Here's my friend True God Immortal. Oh, my God, you guys definitely should be following True God Immortal. He is so crazy. And as I'm on the show, I'm checking out Patty Stanger's Millionaire Matchmaker, checking out her tweets. She's really going hardcore. She's sharing some things, and she's mentioning things that I had just thought about. She's catching up on reading. She's watching Oprah. She's talking about this porn channel that's just for women. And I think that's pretty awesome, right, ladies? Pretty awesome, so definitely follow her. I love her. She's pretty cool. And big shout out to my friend Demetra, also Arthur. She'll be on the show. When I first met her, she was a guest on my friend Brian Cuban's show, Revolution Rant, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Before I started my show, I was a regular listener of Brian Cuban's Revolution Rant, and now he's been like on a media blitz. Promoting his book and all of that. I didn't get him on, too, to talk about all of the great things that he does to really share his life story and help others. Brian Cuban, and, yeah, you all know the name, right? Many of you know him anyway if you're a Mavericks fan, like a big supporter of Dallas sports like I am. You guys know who Brian Cuban is. And also, what else was I about to say? And I mentioned Sexy Indy. I love listening to Sexy Indy show and The Flip at Flyboy Radio also. And I've been in radio before, worked here at WMPR 90.1 back in the 90s. And then I had been thinking about beginning the show because I had approached WLEZ, Edward St. Page radio station before about doing a show on his program and then when I'm like, wait a second, I could do a show right here from, you know, anywhere really. I was not going to come to my own home, but from a studio or from anywhere. Well, that's pretty cool. So the third year will be beginning on March 21st of hosting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports right here. So it's still growing, it's still developing, what you see. And I love it and thank you for your love and support. I've really met a lot of people, and it's definitely, it isn't, I don't know anyone who hosts a show here that considers it a hobby. You know, some people promote their hobbies, but it's definitely, you know, it's producing, and it's definitely, you get out what you put in, but you guys see that. But thank you so much, and I'll share more. I'm going to talk more about the Super Bowl. I love both teams, but I'm going more so for Denver Broncos, and I've mentioned it before, and I've been here in Mississippi. You know, which a lot of people here are going for Seattle, too. And, man, to be honest, Russell Wilson's grandfather played ball at Jackson State. I just recently found out. He was inducted, I think, in the Hall of Fame at Jackson State. So he has ties to Jackson also. But I love Coach Carroll, Pete Carroll, and I knew it wouldn't take long for him to take the Seattle Seahawks to the Super Bowl. But at the same time, I am so devoted and committed to the Manning dynasty, and I dig Denver. Denver really has grown into an honest, hardworking team, you know. And for some, it seems like it's the rookie against the veteran, and I'm more so going for Denver Broncos. Just like living in Mississippi, you're born into being a Saints fan. Some of us. And, you know, I love the Cowboys and I love the Saints. But the Mannings, they don't forget where they're from either. They're really a part of our community here in Mississippi and Jackson, in Louisiana and Tennessee, where Peyton lived and went to school. And he's bad. You know, he's a bad player. And so I'm pretty much going. And then if I was a betting woman, if I was a betting woman gambling, I would put my money on Denver. But to be honest, I might be wrong, but if I was betting and putting my money on a team, talking about winning me some money, that's who I put my money on too. But, you know, they both are good, and so this definitely is going to be a good game. And those of you in New York and New Jersey having a blast, big shout-out to you guys. Drew Brees is sharing a lot of awesome pictures on yesterday. I have on my Drew Brees, one of my Drew Brees T-shirts right now. And so big shout-out to the Who Dat Nation, all 32 teams of the NFL and executives and coaches and everything. It's been an awesome, awesome season for those of us who love football and who have fallen in love with football also. And definitely looking forward to the NBA All-Star Weekend also that's coming up. Real, real, real soon, counting down to that. But thank you guys for tuning in. Here's True God again, or Crown the Champion. We'll find out who's going to be crowned the champion this evening.
I'm going to tell y'all, with a tear in my eye, this is the greatest moment in my life. When you walk around this world, true. You tell everybody you're number one. The only way you get to stay number one is to be number one. And this is the only title that makes you number one when you are the champion.
God body, Illuminati, powered by the epicenter. Summer rains down for all these niggas who expected winner. Next to enter, lost a few times and still I'm next to winners. Everybody want a peace of mind, but we got separate dinners. 5%er, something like it, nothing like it, you decide. Jesus on the cross, so what's the cost of being crucified? Talking Kurt Cobain, no way it was suicide. If Courtney walked with me, just expect a couple nooses tied. Mussolini, mind state, Chicago, Compton, crime rate. These rap niggas fooling you, but you just find it suitable. From White House's to cubicles, there's always something ruling you. Revolutionary black power I'm alluding to. And so I return, determined to set the game on. Media throwing shots, they need someone to place the blame on. Just know that there's a title that I'm here to put my name on. Lift the bell higher, nigga, let me get my reign on. Long live the idols if they ever be my rivals. I'ma stand firm and walk away with the title. Bringing back the revival in positions that you champion. So when it's all said and done, go and crown a champion. Yeah, now crown a motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown a motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown a motherfucking champion, nigga. Yeah, now crown a motherfucking champion. Yeah.
Your arms are just too short to box with God.
Power of the God, the pendulum swings, interim reigns could never stand to the champ of this millennium. Tell me who's competing with him. Quickly I delete my victims. Wordplay sharp enough to slice them. I'm depleting systems. Walk through the fire, I bet your niggas retreating with them. Enemies wanna make amends, but I ain't speaking with them. They be watching from afar, hoping the police to get them. Fuck this game, I just took the mic and started speaking wisdom. If you don't believe in me, believe in the gift. The true God shall arise, so no Jesuses can exist. And if the meek shall perish, then the weak shall cherish every moment. Don't stop the smell of flowers, just get on it. I've been putting forth effort that I'm sure you've never seen. Been a heel all my life, but your past forever clean. So I stand in front the crowd, throw a middle finger high. True God, D-A-R, champions until we die. True. Long live the idols if they ever be my rivals. I'ma stand firm and walk away with the title. Bringing back the revival in positions that you champion. So when it's all said and done, go and crown a champion. Yeah, now crown a motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown a motherfucking champion. Yeah, now crown a motherfucking champion, nigga. Yeah, now crown a motherfucking champion. Yeah.
Mountain, yeah. All by myself. Cause I'm the champion by myself. All by myself.
Yeah. True.
Destined to be great, so that just means my winnings were my destiny and fate. Speak the truth in every bar, I don't expect you to relate. Peaches on the pulpit, speaking of excellence and faith. While my niggas on the block, speaking of wretchedness and hate. I try to balance them both, but too much pressure at the pace. I done made a bunch of classics, but these bastards still asleep. Smack the shit out of reality with dreams that bring me peace. Had some anger building up, some shit that need to be released. And hip-hop is in my soul, it sticks with me if the thief. I heard this hard body shit has really been decreased. But these phony niggas acting like they really in the streets. We still original kings, spitting everyday emotion while reciting our regrets. Most of which just leave us broken. No, it must have been the angels watching over through the stress. But when a new day arises, I'll be standing as the best. Learn the lessons through revelations, I done found my blessings. So much power in the black fist, I gotta keep them guessing. Judge, jury, executioner, a rebel in his essence. Go ahead and crown a champ, there's no time like the present. It's true.
Oh, that is awesome right there. Wow. Love it. If you missed the interview of Ryan Seacrest and his the First Lady, you definitely check out his website. Look at my timeline and check it out. Awesome, awesome interview, I must say.
Thank you.
Third Eye Girl. Follow them on Twitter so you can stay updated what's going on. Prince and his band, Third Eye Girl, they sent out a lot of awesome tweets. They've, the past couple of weeks, they've been sending out promos from Fox regarding Prince's appearance on New Girl Tonight, Super Bowl night. It was, it's already here. Can't wait to see that episode. It was Prince's idea. He contacted them, and the cast, they seem so excited. So I cannot wait to see this broadcast. It's going to be super, super, gonna be super awesome. And then here I go. We'll share with you another simple, quick, really not simple, but a quick, a recipe, and it's from Ryan Seacrest. I just shared it on my Twitter pages and on my Facebook page just then again, and you can also follow Ryan and go to RyanSeacrest.com, and where you can also check out the recipe. I'm going to cook this real soon. Not today, but real soon. My sister, she loves dips. I know she's going to make it. This is from Michael Morrow, and this is from Ryan Seacrest. .com, and it states Ryan Seacrest's Nana's recipe for nine layer dip. And Ryan already said he's going to be so full of it for tomorrow morning's broadcast. Straight from Kiss FM in LA 102.7. He mentioned it Friday. He's going to be so full. Oh my God. So, again, the big game is Sunday, and that's today, and that means football, entertainment, and most importantly, yummy snacks. Ryan recommends his Nana's nine-layer dip, which is packed with refried beans, sour cream, two different kinds of cheese, guacamole, and so much more. So here's the recipe, and he would like for everyone to let them know how it turns out. It's like, I want to know about the batter of your shrimp dish, or if you do fish, or if you do chicken. Again, the ingredients are one can of 16-ounce refried beans, one cup of sour cream, one tablespoon of taco seasoning mix, one cup of guacamole, I love guacamole, one cup of Monterey Jack cheese, one cup of yellow sharp cheese, one cup of chopped tomatoes, 1/4 cup sweet onions, 1/4 cup of red and green peppers, and black olives are optional. I love black olives. That sounds so delicious. The instructions are, number one, the first step, layer beans, layer the sour cream. And if you go to the website and check out what I've tweeted and shared on Facebook, you'll see how everything's layered. That's why it's called the nine layers. But number one, you layer your beans, you layer the sour cream. My accent is coming out a little bit, huh? Some people don't hear our accent, but it's coming out right this morning. layer sour cream mix with taco seasoning, guacamole, and cheeses. Put in refrigerator. Okay, then the second step is you mix tomatoes, chop onion and peppers, and add a dash of olive oil, red wine vinegar, and cilantro, and then you put in the refrigerator. Then number three, your third step is just before serving, put the tomato mixture on top. Then number four, serve with lots and lots of tortilla chips. Again, I'm going to do a run through it. Again, this is Ryan Seacrest on air with Ryan Seacrest, American Idol. Just everything. He has a new show coming on ABC, Mixology, just an awesome guy and humanitarian. Ryan Seacrest, grandmother's, Nana's nine-layer dip. And again, it's packed with refried beans, sour cream, two different kinds of cheese, guacamole, and much more. The ingredients, again, one can of 16-ounce fried beans, one cup sour cream, one tablespoon of taco seasoning mix, one cup of guacamole, one cup of Monterey Jack cheese, one cup of yellow sharp cheese, one cup of chopped tomatoes, 1/4 cup of sweet onions, 1/4 cup of red and green peppers, and your black, and you can use black olives. I love black olives, but they're optional. And then the instructions, again, are step one, you layer your beans, you layer the sour cream. Yeah, I'm going to cook this real soon. Layer sour cream mixed with taco seasoning, guacamole, and cheeses, and you put it in the refrigerator. Then your second step, you mix tomatoes, chopped onions, and peppers. Add a dash of olive oil, red wine, vinegar, and cilantro, and put it in the refrigerator. Then number three, just before serving, put the tomato mixture on top. Then number four, serve with lots of tortilla chips. So that sounds so yummy. To be honest, this dish, I wish I was cooking this today, because that would be so yummy with the shrimp, the battered shrimp. Oh, my God, and this dish and then other dishes, you know. So I'll be, of course, be shout out to Bud Light. I'll be drinking on some Bud Light today also, so big shout out to Bud Light. I like Coors and other beers. I love beers. My sister, she's a Bud person. Bud Light, I love Bud Light. That's what I'm drinking today. So, again, just thank you. My friend Rod, he's hollering at me on Facebook. Big shout out, Rod. That's my buddy. You guys know Rod. Rod called in. He's a friend of my show, the Ebony Empress show, and just a great, amazing supporter. So happy Super Bowl 48 today. Looking forward to seeing Bruno Mars. And, oh, my God, Red Hot Chili Peppers. You guys just don't know. I love the 80s, the 90s. Oh, my God. Red Hot Chili Peppers. And then this is 2014. What are those guys going to do? So awesome. Not to mention Queen Latifah. Singing America the Beautiful, could not wait to see her. Whoa. Queen Latifah doing her thing, right? I love her show, and she did a great job last week. Oh, my goodness, hosting the Grammys. I'm thinking about the American Music Awards. That's in the fall with the Grammys. And we've been in award season. There are so many awards shows going on. And big shout-out to the movie industry. Remember when I first started presenting here on Blog Talk Radio, and I will always do shows and talk about the movie industry here in Mississippi. I mean, it is booming. This weekend, there's been like 3 independent films holding casting calls. So this week, I'm going to focus and talk about that. And so be sure to follow the Mississippi Film Office at Mississippi Film Office. MS Film Office on Twitter, and like their Facebook page, and go to the website also, okay, filmmississippi.org, those of you that are in the entertainment industry and film industry, because it's just amazing. Get on up the biopic. I had just wrapped up filming here, and then there's, I know, 3+ independent films holding casting calls right here in the Jackson metropolitan area. We're filming beginning real soon. And then there's a movie being filmed in Gulfport, Mississippi. Megan Good and Raven Simone both are starring in that film. They're filming right now. So definitely you guys check it out. Check it out. Dan Aykroyd was part of the cast of Get On Up. So he had been promoting his alcoholic beverage here, and also he said he's definitely going back to Hollywood and telling everybody that they should be coming back here and filming here. You know, back in the 90s, we were on that right track and had major films and independent films been made here galore, and then for some reason it slowed down. Louisiana, a lot of films get made there and other projects, and so we're growing, we're doing the darn thing, so that is just marvelous and great for all of us, those of us that love movies and films, and those of us that like to write and produce and act and work, you know, so that's just amazing. And not to mention the theaters and, you know, the cable channels and regular network television and all that. But this is just amazing Super Bowl day. I wish I had more time to really go in depth and talk about the teams, but it's time to